Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is...
Me, Otto.
It's
been very difficult to nap today, John.
I know, no. Otto usually sneaks out for a half hour now.
Yeah. Well, not just right here.
And we're talking with Doug Cormack, who is the Executive Director of Orchard Estates of Woodbury, and Laura Scalarin, who is the Director of Community Relations, in reference to their newest property, which just opened in Woodbury. And they have one already out in Smithtown, which they just said.
Yes.
And it's interesting, and the conversations we're having is this really isn't all-inclusive, which is very, very important, because what I like to stress to people is you go into a home, and I'm not mentioning other homes, but then at some time, as your mind does start to go, not everybody's does, but it will, and you have the ability to put somebody with cognitive impairment mm-hmm. to another level, say. And that's important because socialization, as Lauren said, is important. You take a person when they start to decline, move them out completely into a whole new place where they don't even know where the bathroom is anymore. It's shocking. In my mind, I've not been there, but it's shocking. Do you want to keep, at least when I come down, I see Doug, oh, hi, Doug. Today's a good day, so I know who Doug is. That's important. And I can have a cup of coffee with you versus looking at you and say, oh, you're a new guy. Who are you?
You know, I'm sorry, but Project Independence promotes aging in place and you being able to live in your own home for as long as you can or want to. But I do believe reality comes into this somewhere along the line where you can't do that no matter how much you want to do it and you want to do it for your loved one or whatever. I believe you do get to a point of no return. And places like your place are, you know, what entry level you want to get in there is up to you, but it's an
alternative. You're absolutely right about that, because when you're at home, so I came from home care, so I've been in both worlds.
Okay.
And what you can't do at home, what you can do with us, is we hit on the seven dimensions of wellness every single day, and that's emotional, spiritual, intellectual, purposeful, physical, social, and environmental. You can't possibly hit on all of those at home when you're sitting with one home health aide. And I mean no disrespect to home health aides, they do a wonderful job, but when you're coming down with dementia, memory loss.
You can take them on. We'll have you on when home aide will have a fight. I think that'll be cool.
I win every fight, just so you know.
Wait, do the seven again. Emotional?
Emotional, spiritual, intellectual, purposeful, physical, social, and environmental, and okay. The social is a big part. And, you know, we set up programs. You know, we have our own director of wellness, of dementia unit, and he goes through every single one of those every day with every person in there. So, yeah, and we have 9-to-5 programs. We have religious services, you know, daily exercising in the morning, planting in the afternoon, you know, whatever for them, if you want to explain.
I think that's tremendous.
It is.
I didn't realize, I mean, common sense.
And we have trips. We take them on trips as well. Yeah, we have bus trips with supervision, of course. We have nursing assistants come and
do you go to casinos?
Restaurants. No, we don't. Listen, we don't take people with dementia to casinos. They won't be able to be with us anymore. But we restaurants,
museums. How do you call the family and say, Mom just wiped her bank account out?
We don't like those phone calls. No,
we
restaurants,
have to
museums.
We discuss the finance plan.
Yeah. So, and we have dining with dignity, too. One thing about our place that other places don't have is that our dining room's open all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We don't have assigned seating. They can eat whenever they want. So if they oversleep and want breakfast at noon, that's okay.
Okay.
And we also do that on the we call it memory care side as well.
That's nice.
The memory care side and the other side, right, are separate.
Yes.
Locations, like within the building kind of thing.
Memory care is a secured unit.
Right.
They have their own dining room, their own activities, their own salon,
right.
Their own courtyard. They can go outside. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Our place is beautiful. All pavers, gorgeous.
Now, is there an intermingling between memory?
Certainly.
Like, you know, I'm having a good day, but you know I'm a little... No, seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, and Otto is a friend of mine.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. important.
So can I go over and talk? You know, and the staff is aware that, oh, John seems to be okay today.
Mm-hmm. we have community-wide events. We refer to our buildings as a community. Really is just that. So, but we have community-wide events, gatherings, holidays, celebrations, all of those things. And it's an all-inclusive approach. All of our residents are a part of those.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And activities will combine them sometimes.
Right, okay. That's important, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would consider one of our focus as an organization and how we provide memory care and other support is that we're a personalized, individualized care approach, right? Resident-centered, as opposed to a standardized approach. So if one particular resident or gentleman is more than capable of doing certain things, you know, independently, having a cup of coffee on the front porch, then we're going to support him and create a plan surrounding that. And that might be different for him than others. We may have someone else that's not capable of doing that safely. So that's, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of a scenario. Everyone's different and individual and treated that way.
Okay.
That's cool. I thought you had, a phone number. You know, for people listening this morning, in reference to the Woodbury, it said it's like 40. You said it on the air, or you said it off the air?
The
like 40%. No, it's
40%. Oh, 40% fell. I think I said that on the air.
We have it.
They can call us at 516-367-0193.
Right, and if you're driving or something, as we say, just call 311 and they'll give you the number. And the point with all these places is you can go out, sit down, and have a tour of the facility,
yep.
And then sit down with a financial person and say, is this something I can do?
Mm-hmm.
And as Otto says, it's so smart. I mean, I find it, unfortunately, people don't plan. Believe it or not, I'm a financial advisor, and that's what my main job is, and it's... I forget what it is. It's 70% of the people over 60 don't have a will.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 70%.
70. It's ridiculous to know. Or they might have a will it was 30 years ago, which is useless. Yeah. So people going into these, all of a sudden, mom fell. She broke her hip. It's like, we've got to find a place for her. As opposed to doing it so that she knows her girlfriend's there. We have a conversation about it. And
a lot of what we do is that educational piece, right? It's about having a plan in place prior to the crisis occurs,
right.
and you know, specifically what happens if you are diagnosed with dementia and where to go from there. And our website is a great resource for all of that information and creating that plan and the next step. And you know, financial planning is a huge part of that, and legal planning is a big
100%
part of that
also,
too.
Yeah.
And
family,
so that you can
planning.
Have those things.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. It's very, very important, and people don't do it. And Otto, complimenting Otto, you have seen some of the stuff that Otto's brought in. Honestly, Otto is the person who has planned and has broken down. You know, I take certain medications. I have to still, like, ask my wife, which is my stupidity. Like, what's that one? And it's like, write them down. I mean,
good idea, John.
No, I know. But, I mean, he has everything planned. And unfortunately...
Not everything, John.
Well, no. As you get older, you have to plan it. I mean, you can shoot from the hip when you're 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been an executor of 3 wills, and every one of the wills turned out to be a bloodbath, all right? Why? Because the family did not communicate ahead of time. And situations like yours, my wife right now is involved with one of her best friends, calls her 8 or 9 times a day from Virginia. She's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Within their family, they there's nobody talking to anybody. So she's secluded in this apartment. And I think you will and probably have gotten into situations where the children of somebody who maybe should be in there are the ones who are now fighting about, nah, mom shouldn't be there, yeah, she should be there, blah, blah, blah.
Always happens.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, who's the victim? The person who needs the help.
Right.
You know, everybody else has got their 2 cents worth into it at this point in time.
But it's conversation.
You need to have...
And a lot of people don't have it, and then all of a sudden I'm fighting with my brothers and sisters because I want this for my mother, and you know.
Well, there's a fear about... or whatever, to talk about this stuff because it's not pleasant. There's nothing exciting about it that's really good.
No, but it's...
Sometimes it takes something to happen, too. Like, we did a big campaign on when to take your car keys away. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to lose their independence,
right.
You know. So.
And it's understandable. I mean, these are all mental hurdles that some of us are going to have to go through.
And it's tough because it's an acceptance, you know, and it's an acceptance of the car keys. It's acceptance of another loss in life.
Absolutely.
Right.
And as people go through it, excuse me, it is difficult because you realize you're getting at a point where, ooh, that's never going to happen again. Ooh, that's never going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's difficult, You still have to do it, though. And that's what we push as much as I can to people and saying, listen, I'm not pushing me. I'm a financial advisor, but I'm also a gerontologist and a thanatologist.
Sure.
So therefore, we're all going to die at one point in time, just kind of, you know.
Where did you hear that?
We're all going to die. I'll give Otto credit for that one.
Well, unfortunately, with Alzheimer's disease, it's the fifth most common cause of death.
Is it really?
People over 65, yeah. And Nassau County is aging very quickly, and they say by 2024, one-third of Nassau County residents will be over 60 years old. By 2024.
Wow.
I'm teaching you a lot today. I'm so excited.
You are. I like this. I love this show.
And nearly.
This is my education for the week.
See, half of people 85 and older have a type of dementia. That's why it's so important that they get the help that they need. So, you know.
In the early planning.
I think another difficulty about that is you kind of, I don't think you just wake up one morning and say, geez, I have dementia. I think it's like, like hearing.
Impressive.
Problems, right? They happen, and the next thing you know, you have a problem. But
so
it's gradual.
It's absolutely progressive, and I kind of to what we're saying earlier is if you know, you have to establish the plan before 100%. That happens. And if your family is aligned and the adult children are aligned and you've made your wishes known early enough, those are the folks that have made the plans. This transition is going to be difficult no matter what. The folks that have made the plan early on. Have just a much smoother process, and they can.
I'm
going to
say something terrible. No, I also believe that those that make the plans are a more intelligent person, and that's a terrible thing to say. But I just find that they're looking at it intellectually versus emotionally, and they're good people.
Sure.
I'm not saying, but they know I have to. You know, you have to do something. If you buy a car, you know you have to have insurance. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. And the same thing with this. As you age and you're going to be by yourself, it's like, guess what? Where am I going to go? Those are the ones I find they're willing to sit down and talk.
Yeah, you could probably do like a behavioral personality study to support that argument. I wouldn't necessarily disagree. I think whether, you know, intelligence, how that factors in. But I think personality type, and you have your folks that are planners naturally. And you have your folks that are not. And hopefully the ones that are not have the right people surrounding them, encouraging them to create that plan, for sure.
You can't what if it to death either, though. You know, what if this, what if that?
Oh, I know.
I think you need to have some basic principles in mind.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of people in denial, too. I had somebody in the other day that, you know, a few people don't want to admit their mother might be coming down with dementia. Or, you know, I also, one of the things I do is I go around to the local libraries and rehabs, and I give talks on dementia versus normal memory loss. Because some people, there's like a fine line in there. Some people think if they can't find their car keys, now they have dementia. And that's not true. If you've been to your daughter's house, you know, 500 times, and now you don't know where the bathroom is in her house, maybe, you know. Mm. But also not always diagnosed correctly, and that's a problem too.
Yep.
So, but people don't want to admit it. They don't want to, you know. So, and I have people, they'll call me up. I don't know whether to put my mother in assisted living or memory care. Or maybe she doesn't really need memory care, or she just, you know, she's good now. But she had memory care issues last year. You know, they don't know. So there's an educational level as well. But they say by 2030 in the U.S., 7.7 million Americans are expected to have it.
Yeah.
And it's only raising by 2050, 11 to 16 million Americans. That's a lot of people.
It is.
You know?
Actually, and we're out of time.
Okay.
This was wonderful. I really, honest, this was a wonderful conversation.
Yeah.
We have your number, but give it again.
516-367-0193, Orchard Estate of Woodbury.
And we've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWBP.org. We'll be right back.